What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily is back on this Thursday, folks. The 18th, November 18th, 2021. Almost had a brain freeze there. Almost reading the date. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this daily podcast of the K-State Athletics, which is called the Purple Project Podcast. As well, later on this afternoon, early evening, look out for episode 71 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. Me and Alex Ayton get you guys ready to go for a big game on the football field. K-State setting up shop here against Baylor. Both teams have something to play for here on Saturday, 4:30 FS1. You guys can't make it out, but of course, senior night. I know it's 4:30 start. But when the first quarter ends somewhere around there, or even in the second quarter, it's going to be pretty much nighttime. So it might as well be a primetime game. Everything to gain for K-State here. Really another opportunity for them to make a huge statement. We get into that and more. It's kind of a all-around edition. So this was, I was kind of happy. Not kind of. I was happy with the episode that last night. We recorded that Tuesday night. So definitely be on the lookout for that, K-State fans of that podcast. Me and my co-host, Alex Ayton of the Weekly Edition. But for right now here, we'll stick for football. Deuce Vaughn, Skylar Thompson was on the list for another semifinal list, anyways, for a preseason, for a postseason award. And the same can go for Deuce Vaughn as one of the best all-purpose running backs in the nation. K-State, Deuce Vaughn has been named one of 10 semifinalists for the Doak Walker Award. And he was actually on the preseason list for this award, one of 10 semifinalists for the Doak Walker Award. The PWC-SMU Athletic Forum announced yesterday Vaughn is the first Wildcat to be named a semifinalist for the award that is presented to the nation's premier running back since Daniel Thomas in 2010. Prior to Thomas, Darren Sproles was one of the three finalists back in 2003. The Round Rock native, Texas native, Deuce Vaughn is joined on the list by three other Big 12 running backs: Breece Hall, Iowa State; Bijan Robinson, who unfortunately for him has a season-ending injury last week, suffered against the upset loss against KU; Abram Smith, K-State will see him on Saturday, Baylor. As well, the other semifinalists includes Tyler Allegiri, BYU; Tyler Beatty, Missouri; Trayvon Henderson, Ohio State; Sincere McCormick, UTSA. Having a tremendous season. Quietly having a tremendous season. Sean Tucker of Syracuse; Kenneth Walker of Michigan State. Vaughn has totaled 987 rushing yards so far this year, added with 427 through the air. He is the only player in the nation to have at least 900 and 400 yards in those two categories, respectively. Deuce Vaughn getting it done right now. With 13 more rushing yards and 73 more receiving yards, he will be just the fourth player in the Big 12 history to achieve 1,000 rushing yards and 500 receiving yards in a season. Additionally, that feat has only been accomplished twice nationally in the last 5 years. You got to go back to 2019 by Memphis' Kenneth Gainwell, and then a couple years prior to that, Saquon Barkley, when he went to Penn State back in 2017. Vaughn currently ranks 8th nationally with 141 scrimmage yards per game, while he ranks 4th in the nation and tops among Power 5 players with 48 touches this year that have gone for 10 or more yards of his 219 touches this year. 21, almost really 22%, were rounded up, have gone for at least 10 yards. Deuce has found the end zone 16 times this year, and his 96 points is tied for 6th highest marked in the nation among non-kickers. And obviously, determine this award, Doak Walker Award, and the awards National Selection Committee will cast their votes, and 3 finalists for the award will be named actually next week, November 23rd. So we're going to know right away here is Deuce Vaughn going to be one of the three finalists here? Deuce Vaughn going to have a big game against the 11th-ranked Baylor Bears this week. That's, that could go a long way in doing that. So, Deuce, big old little big man Deuce, part of that 5'8 less crew that one of the commentators mentioned against the game, or K-State and KU game a few weeks ago. Deuce Vaughn can definitely add to that here. If he can go off against Baylor, which he can surely can. I mean, Baylor has good defense, but Deuce this year has gone over 100 yards, at least to my knowledge. I don't have my notes on Deuce in front of me right now, but at least more than five times, including last week against West Virginia. Yeah, he went over 100 yards against West Virginia, so he's at least gone at least five times, maybe six times at best. So Deuce Vaughn, a big game from 22 Saturday night, can go a long way. And a K-State win on top of that can go a long way. Now, obviously, yes, you can do the geographic stuff, but Deuce Vaughn, going back to his debut season last year, has been a big difference, big-time difference for this K-State team. And I think Saturday's going to be no different here. I think they're going to be, this team going to be fired up here. And this is, again, going back to what I said at the top of this episode here. This team's going to, K-State, they're going to be ready to go. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be an emotional scene out there. Senior night, Skylar Thompson, Noah Johnson, Jerome McPherson. There's a couple other people, other seniors out there. I can think Josh Rivas, to name another one. So a lot at stake here for K-State here, and they can really improve their spot in the conference here, and really get a tiebreaker. Obviously, lackluster performance against Iowa State the last time they played against a ranked team here. This performance can go a long ways here, but we'll see what happens. Deuce Vaughn, semifinalist for the Doak Walker Award that's given to the best back after the regular season ends. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, Audio Boom, and of course we're on Spotify. You can find us there as well. K-State taking on 11th-ranked Baylor Saturday, 4:30 senior night on FS1. Eddie Greer, that's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!